Blog Talk Radio.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. As since SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip, I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with insert in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Amanda joining us here in just a second. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight here, the number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with all that, let's go ahead and bring in Amanda here.
Hey, it's good to be back. I missed a week. It was very strange missing a full week.
So did I.
Oh, well, is that a good thing? Maybe it was good. You took the day off, and it was a good thing?
This is my first show since the Thursday, not the week that you took off, but the day after you were last on. That was my last show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so you did have quite the break. Wow.
Yeah. I originally planned for Thursday off, and it's just that I've had a bunch of cancels on the co-host, and I'm just like, well, it's Christmas. I don't want to talk for 3 hours, two, four, and by myself, so I just took the day off and then took another day off and then took another day off.
And now you're back.
Yeah.
People well,
probably
thought
I retired or something.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know you and I had chatted, of course, not last week, week before, about still planning to do today's show, even though it is hard to plan things when it's that in between Christmas and New Year, and it's hard to know if people are going to be around, so I promised I would be here, and heck yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, if nothing's going on early, we can take off early. I don't really care, but next week we'll be back at our three-hour-a-day jobs.
Excellent. And you had a lovely Christmas, I'm assuming?
It happened.
Okay. It was a standard just hanging out with family and...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. That can be good. Yeah, we stuck around as well. Yeah?
I just feel like I'm over it.
You feel like what?
I feel like I'm over it. I'm just not a Christmas guy.
Oh. Yeah, it is, I guess it is like what they'll always say, commercialized, and it's definitely more of a cultural
thing. Just that when you go to family get-togethers and the first two things people talk about are their brand new cell phones and if they got their last boosters or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why am I here?
Yeah, that tends to put a damper on the mood.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that I have a hard time eating at people's houses now because I know that people cook with fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I won't do anything from somebody that uses fluoride water in their food.
That's awesome.
So
have you noticed that you, as you're active in staying away from it, have you noticed anything different in yourself?
Like what?
Well, you know, they'll say that staying away from fluoride actually keeps you more sharp and focused. So they'll often talk about the calcification of the pineal gland or pineal gland, depending on who you talk to, but... You know, it's known as a dumbing down agent. Keeps you kind of dull. And
well, I know. I guess I'm, I've been out of the fluoride game for many years, so I don't know anymore if I know the difference.
Yeah, I've wondered because I can't control everywhere I eat or shower, say like we're yeah. out of town or we're eating at some place that I don't know if they're using fluoridated water to boil something, but I actively avoid it in my daily life, and I would like to think that it keeps me a little less foggy. It is a daily active focus of mine to stay alert and aware and connected to a higher power or divinity or God, however somebody would look at it.
But yeah, I'm just at the point, I guess, where if I didn't bring the food, then I'm not eating.
Oh, I so relate to that. I do. I totally relate to you. It is definitely a hard thing to know what to trust.
So it's just that it's like for Christmas, and maybe I'm just jaded, or maybe I'm just bougie, but I don't want to go someplace where I'm listening to conversations I don't want to talk about. Like someone thinks they got COVID because they didn't wear a scam to a grocery store. And then I got to listen to people talking about their cell phones and their gene therapies and eating and drinking fluoride. And I'm just sitting there like, why am I here?
Yeah, for real.
And nobody else understands that. It literally, and I can't tell anybody because nobody will understand that. It's like everybody's just speaking a different language than I am, and I just have to sit there and smile and nod.
Right. Well, because most people are not ready for that, or they're in such deep denial that when you don't fall in line with the conversation, or you're not just smiling and nodding, you actually have a differing viewpoint or opinion, that is considered just racist and mean. You're hurting
yeah.
people's feelings now. So it is hard to deal with. I get what you're saying.
At this point, you're not going to wake people up. If people have questions, that's great. I love to answer questions. But when they're talking about where they got their last gene therapy and what brand of side effects they like the most, I'm not getting involved.
Right. So do you, just out of curiosity, do you have close family members who fall in that category where they just kind of sit around and talk about the flavor of the month or the current thing?
There's a bunch of them.
Got it.
Yeah, so I just end up talking sports with my dad and just letting it go with that. So that's okay. I don't mind doing
yeah.
that.
Well, good. Yeah, it's hard to not upset the apple cart, as they would say. I don't have those extended family members in my life anymore. And so thankfully, knock on wood, I mean, still to this day, my husband and, well, my younger son, my stepson and my older son, we don't usually get into those topics, but, you know, you can find those that resonate with the message, and it does help to make you feel like you're not the only one. You're not crazy.
Well, it's not that everybody has to talk my language, but it's like the polar opposite of, like if somebody just wanted to talk about great cities in America or just something random, I'm okay with that. But that's just stuff I don't want to talk about. And it's like, just go ahead in the first 10 minutes, start every conversation I don't feel like having tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just stay away from everybody. It just feels like that from now on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
It's like we have, and I don't know if you saw this video or not, but there is a whole paycheck in Washington, D.C. that now requires you to have a QR code on your phone in order to do checkouts.
Oh, I did see a short video of that. And
right.
It was almost like getting onto a subway. It was like that, where you had to scan something for it to open the gate. Is that true? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, there was one line out of that said this line is to a cash register, but the other three lines were to scan your QR code.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing that one lane will be phased out at some point.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't even see if you need a QR code to go to a register. But I did see the three lanes where if you have a QR code either on your phone or on your wrist, that you can just go through and you don't need to stop at a cashier.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Yeah, that's just easing us into the whole program, isn't it? Just get us used to it. This seems like it's convenient. I keep hearing people saying that Walmart is locking down because there's so much theft and they're losing so much money, but yet they hardly have anybody at the registers anymore. You have to check yourself out anymore, and it's just pushing us into that, making us think that it's normal or it's a good resolution to a problem that they created.
Oh, exactly. And yeah, if they're worried about theft, why would they make everybody do self-checkout?
Exactly. does that seem like that is part of the problem? And I end up doing self-checkout because that's my option, but at the same time, it's either that or you order online and go pick it up. And somebody else is picking your stuff for you, and I refuse to do that. Refuse. I'm not interested.
Well, I don't mind doing Misfits Market. If somebody, if a company is going to pick it out for me, I'd rather it that way, but I don't want just some commoner that drinks fluoride water picking out what they think is the best produce for me.
Yes, exactly. That's what I meant. It is one thing to get Misfits because I've always loved what they do, and we know that they're going to give us something that might be misshapen or whatever, but I just don't want some random employee of a grocery store walking through picking out the non-organic spinach or something. I'd rather not.
But my issue, I guess, though, is that if a place is going to have a choice between a QR code and where you could pick up, why would you even shop there? Because if you're picking up, that doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, true. True, exactly. Yeah, so how, I guess it probably, in my viewpoint, they are always looking for ways to appeal to people as far as convenience goes. It's a convenience factor. And so I assume that that's how they're going to package something like this. You know, we don't have to have as many issues if you're going along with our new program. It makes it so convenient. You just scan the chip in your hand, and you can get whatever you need. It's so convenient. You always have your wallet right on you. It's in your body.
Yeah, I'm just wrong, I guess, but when I go to the grocery store, I always put 3 to 5 things that I didn't expect to buy in my cart.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doing delivery or pickup, you're not having that browsing time. Like
true.
I will always go to the reduced section, the discounted, the clearance. I go through those things, and I will not do that if if I don't know about it because I'm doing delivery.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Yeah, agreed. And don't you find, too, that, I mean, I'm very discerning. I like to look at the ingredients, and I like to compare to different brands, and I might go with something that I might not have otherwise. Once I pick it up and look at it and read what's on it or, you know, see what it looks like, especially with fresh fruits and vegetables, I just need to have it in my hand.
Well, and I know that you're vegan, but I will say that and we'll just use Natural Grocers because we both have one in our towns, where maybe they have a bunch of this brand of butter that is half priced because in 7 days it's the sell by date is done. So instead of it being $5.50, it's now $2.75. And if I'm just ordering online, I would not see that.
Yeah. Agreed. And you mentioned my veganism. When I first went vegan, I was actually raw vegan. And so I did a ton. Maybe not a ton. That's an exaggeration. But a lot of bananas and things that absolutely wouldn't have known had I not been there to find the ones with the, you know, the overripe bananas that I would use and all the things. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity otherwise. I needed to.
Or on the other end, because I'm one of those people that likes to buy bananas that you eat now and then bananas that you'll eat in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't buy bananas and just expect a whole bunch to sit there for 9 days and not go bad.
That's true. Yeah, we go through enough bananas to where I don't need them in stages, but yes, you're right. It's important to be able to pick what you want, have that opportunity to look at it, and test it, try it, smell it, touch it, whatever, and make sure that it's what you want. And I know that during the scandemic time period, especially 2020, when they shut so many things down, like your bulk section in the grocery store, that you could grab a bag and, you know, fill it up with your organic oatmeal, and they made it so you had to either not get that or you had to have an employee, and that kind of stuff is so ridiculous, and I feel like that was just prepping us for what they're bringing next, which is you get what you get and don't throw a fit.
Yeah, I found something recently. I have been doing, I'm not saying I go to Sprouts every week or every 2 weeks or anything, but I have been a few times since I lifted my boycott.
Uh-huh.
And one of my favorite things now is vegan cinnamon bears in the bulk section.
I didn't even know those existed.
Yeah. Hmm. So I eat the crap out of those things now.
So what is in them? They're vegan, so that means they obviously don't have any gelatin. Are they using carinuba wax, or do you know what their ingredient is to make it?
I just saw it vegan, and I saw it was Sprouts, so I pretty much trusted it.
Okay. carinuba wax is absolutely edible. I use that instead of beeswax in a lot of my salves and ointments and stuff. And so I was just curious if that's what, just out of curiosity. I have never seen, I mean, I used to eat the crap out of cinnamon bears back in the day, too, but since changing my diet many years ago, those things are usually just out. I don't get those options. I can find things like, you know, organic vegan chocolate, and not that I love chocolate, but I will eat it occasionally. So it is, it's kind of hard to know what to get because they'll try to trick you into thinking that it's a healthy option, but truly all they've done is taken out, like, say, the milk, and then added, like, 5 different crappy rancid oils. Ugh, so frustrating. I have to watch every, to look at everything.
Yeah, so between cinnamon bears and non-GMO black licorice, that's been my thing lately.
Oh, yeah. Now, I love the black licorice. Ooh, yeah, definitely speaking my language there.
The All Sorts is my favorite, if you know them.
All Sorts. No, I don't think I've heard that brand.
No, it's not a brand. It's a style.
Oh, sorry, say that again. It's not a brand. It's a what?
It's a style.
Oh, it's a style? Oh.
Yeah, I'll find a link on Amazon just to show you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, very much love black licorice. Anything like it, too, like fennel and anise.
Okay, I don't know if this one's GMO or not. I'm just showing you a sample of what they look like.
Okay, sounds good.
Wow, that's a long leaf. I hope it worked.
I'm going to go check it right now. Logging back on to Fakebook.
There you go. Okay.
Aha. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Oh, heck yeah. I used to eat these when I was a kid. All Sorts. I didn't know that's what they were called. I guess I haven't eaten these since I was young. Yeah, I recognize that.
Yeah, so if there's a non-GMO brand in there, I try to get a 2-pound bag, and it might last me like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, black licorice, anything. I love it.
Well, it's good for digestion, so I want to eat as much as I can.
Yeah, that's, well, I know that licorice root can be used in those types of things, but typically when you buy licorice candy, you might have some anise seed oil, but hardly ever.
Yeah, you're getting a watered-down version. You're not getting the same thing as licorice root, but it's better than nothing. But I like the taste of black licorice, so I'll do it.
Same. Absolutely. Have you ever had fennel straight out of the ground? Like, I don't know. I used to grow it all the time before we moved. And it just, I don't even have to grow it. The earth grows it for me. It just grows by itself. But it grows tall, like a weed. Most people think it's a weed. And has these fluffy, feathery, like, and I wouldn't call them leaves, but kind of. And, so good. I just snap off
fennel.
The top of it and chew it. Okay, yeah. So fennel seeds, most people have eaten, but fennel, like the actual leaves of it, so good.
Yeah.
Tastes like black licorice. And, it's good in a salad. So good.
Most people don't know the difference between anise and fennel.
Oh, well, I guess that's true. And they're both, they're very similar. They both have digestive properties and have a similar flavor. But anise seeds are tiny, tiny in comparison to fennel. Oh, my goodness. So I did a whole Ayurvedic reset, and I was eating both of those. And the anise seed, I accidentally spilled that. But luckily, my cat loved it, and he snarfed it down.
Cats can eat fennel? Well, I guess most vegetables other than, like, garlic or onions, cats can eat.
True. And I think most cats don't even want to eat that. But, anything that's in the, so mint and fennel families. Let's see, fennel's in a, I can't remember what the family of plants that is, but also, like, fenugreek and, so they're just really great for digestion. And it's like the cats know that. They just are drawn to it. Smart animal. I'm going to get my cat to eat catnip, but, boy, you bring out the fennel seeds or the watermelon seeds. Oh, he loved those. And watermelon seeds, fennel seeds, and any mint, like just dehydrated peppermint leaves, like you were going to make yourself a tea.
Right.
He loved that rather than catnip. So it was pretty funny to watch. He would roll around in it. It was hilarious. Anyway.
All right, so what do you feel like getting into tonight?
Well, I sent you some links because this is what I was reading earlier today. And you know that I'm on Telegram. This is typically where I go to learn what's happening because I have a few groups that I follow. And now that I'm enjoying going to Substack, I've been reading a lot of Substack articles. So that's what I sent you for what's going on. I mean, as much as I dislike having to talk about these things, but I had no idea that there was some sort of delay with certain airlines, because, I mean, I remember this happening last year, I think it was last year, when they kept blaming it on the weather, but we were all assuming that it was because the pilots were dying from the vaccines, or, I mean, the gene therapy, and the, having the heart attacks or having blood clots. And then, so I read this article on Telegram earlier, and it's the one where you said you liked the video, but lots of language. So Chris Sky is just a well-known activist who lives in Canada, and he was just bringing to light the fact that the reason why they're having issues with flights being canceled or delayed is because the Canadian government told the airlines to cancel. There's no real reason given why, but that's what's happening. So I'm wondering, you know, is there some sort of, yes, we see that there's a danger for these, the airline pilots and the stewardesses, whatever you call them now, airline staff having problems with blood clotting and heart issues while at that altitude, but also I think they're starting their whole just a global warming shutdown. We can't go further than 20 minutes away from your home. And I'm sure you've heard all of that. And I'm starting to think that's what they're implementing.
That would be kind of hard in cities like yours, I guess.
Yeah.
Because there's downtown, but then there's not much.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's really no grocery shopping downtown in St. George.
True. It's absolutely true.
I mean, you have Smith's, which might be a 15-minute drive away, but there's not much. But the thing
is
that our Americans accept that. And I would have thought 10 years ago they wouldn't, but now I just think people, for the most part, would be compliant enough.
Yeah, truly. I mean, if they're going to allow a grocery store to scan their QR code to enter or to check out, they allow that kind of stuff to happen. So, I mean, obviously, if you have to shut down, so say you have five airlines and you shut down three out of the five for whatever reason, the government tells you to cancel flights and they give their reasons, and the airlines go under and you only have two to choose from, how much easier is it to control that before too long? You're only allowed to fly as your credit score allows, or you have what they consider a reason to fly. And like you pointed out, in my case, I live 15 to 20 minutes away from the basic things just because where I am. So how else would they get me to comply other than burn out my area so I'm not able to live out here, or to make it impossible for me to get to work or get to my office or go to the store, whatever. And make it impossible, and so I have to move into their dang smart cities.
Well, that's what I'm worried about here, and with Vegas, I don't know how you break out 15-minute cities, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's a great question, because at this point, I mean, yes, we did just go to Vegas from here. We went to Vegas for the concert, which was a good, 2.5-hour drive for us, but, that all of the things that I do outside of my regular everyday work, and I mean, even just the classes that I teach or whatever, I sometimes have to go further away and I have to go to Northern Utah to see family, and it just is ridiculous that we're at the stage right now where they're making it hard either through gas prices or just any kind of fear factor that they can throw in. And requiring us to show some sort of credit score, I think, is what credit score. I mean, social credit.
Well, it is, yeah.
Score, yeah. Get us to that point where we think that that's how you have to show that you're a good global citizen.
Yeah, and just think, you're an anti-chipper if you refuse to accept that.
Yep. Bingo.
I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago. You can call me an anti-chipper all day long. That's not going to entice me to get a microchip.
Yep. Thrilled. Yeah, I'm assuming that's where they're headed with all of this, keeping us in sort of that status here and uncertainty, and you're not able to move around like you used to. You have to be careful. You have to always watch what you're doing. You're unable to afford to fill your big car up with gas, and it's frustrating because that's obviously people are going to go along with it because they think it's the right thing to do. They'll think that this is what you do to protect the world, be green, protect the environment. And it does bother me that they have hijacked the vegan movement. That's very frustrating to me because I don't fall in that category of we're not going to eat animals, but we're going to instead eat something synthesized in the lab. That's crap. That's just not going to happen.
Right, exactly.
People will also say, they'll also say that, oh, well, then if you're worried about the environment, you're vegan for the animals, well, then you'll be okay with them feeding you bugs. But that's not true. That's not vegan, number one. But number two, that's putting humanity in the mindset that we're going to have such shortages, we're going to be at the point where there's nothing else to eat but bugs. They're putting us in that mindset. You can't grow your own food. You can't have your own property. You can't have water for it. There's always something that's a big problem, and they're going to blame it on something like global warming. And the whole reason why we have global warming, according to them, is because so many humans eat animals and drive cars.
Even though people have eaten animals since the beginning of time.
Yeah, exactly. And that driving cars only, contributes a small percentage to what you would consider a toxic load in the environment.
So the same people that are telling us to give up our cars because it promotes greenhouse gases are the same people that say they have no problem with a nuclear war.
Oh, right. Right, because
so somehow nuclear
life,
war is not going to affect the environment.
Yeah. Right. And thus we need to send millions of dollars in aid to the Ukraine because we have to show solidarity against Russia. But in the meantime, Americans have their heads so far up in the clouds, they have no idea what's happening right on their front doorstep.
And that's the frustrating part, is because you can't wake them up, you can't talk to them, and they'll tell you that if it was that important, it would be on the news, and you can't tell them that the news is fake, and the people that are killing you will not put that on the smell-o-vision, because then why would they tell you?
Yeah, for real. If it were true, it would be on the news. Well,
and they don't even watch the news. If it was true, it would be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, right. Yes. Whatever everybody else has accepted as their form of information. Oh, my goodness. Well, and I'm pretty sure I just saw, was it this week or, well, I'm pretty sure it was this week where a load of immigrants were dropped off to a certain politician's doorstep. Again.
Oh, I don't mind saying it. They got dropped off at Kamala's house. That was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, oh, everybody's upset about that. But what about those open borders? What do you expect? What do you expect when you keep those borders wide open and just whatever? Well, it's going to come to your doorstep at any point. At some point, I should say. At some point, it's going to be on your doorstep. So you can't ignore it. And if they want to say, you know, we need to go and help Ukraine and there could be a nuclear war just to protect some country across the world, a European country, but never mind the fact that you've got all of that happening right in your backyard. Just keep them distracted. Keep them looking somewhere else. Keep them hating some other government or some other ruler when their own government is the one screwing them over.
And just think, we still have 2 years and almost a month if he doesn't get reelected.
That's so depressing. That is depressing.
Yeah. But the sad thing is that there's a lot of people out there that strongly believe that they would rather have a microchip and they would rather have World War III than to let Trump be president again.
True.
And that I don't understand, that I'm willing to forego our Lord and Savior because I hate Trump.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to quite understand that equation there.
Mm-hmm. Anything but Trump. And now that we're in this state where you can't even understand 90% of what comes from these leaders. They slur, they talk nonsense, they're obviously disconnected, and they are either in some sort of Alzheimer's state or drunken state or just AI and need an update on their software. You can't understand them, so how are you supposed to trust that? You can't trust them to be your representing you.
And I'm not the world's biggest Trump fan, and I heard an interview with him recently where he still is talking about how good he did with the gene therapies. It just gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a DeSantis guy now, so if Trump if it's Trump against Brandon, obviously I'll pick Trump, but I'm not on the Trump train.
Oh, good. Me neither. Yeah. Yep. And that's one of the links I sent you was just a montage. What is that word? A montage?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah, whichever. That's fine.
Yes. That clips of him just praising the gene therapy and thinking that he gets to take credit for something that would normally take years. He got that done for Americans in 9 months. Congratulations to me, he says. So yeah, can't trust him. But yeah, DeSantis, he's so far been the one to make most sense out of any of the politicians I've heard in recent times. Well, there are others, but anyway.
Yeah, the only thing with DeSantis that worries me, and I have to trust somebody at some point here, but Karl Rove and all the evil, like, establishment rhinos were trying to talk to DeSantis like he's not Trump, so let's see if we can co-opt him. I have that in the back of my head, but at the same time, I have to say, well, they tried to talk to Trump in 2015 as well. So just because they tried to talk to him doesn't mean that he's willing to accept the charges.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not saying he's not going to accept the charges, but I have to put trust in somebody if I'm going to. I'm not one of those people that will not vote, and I will say everybody's bad, and then just let whatever happens happens. I can't do that.
Well, let's hope that he is standing strong. So far, pretty good so far. He's come out and gained somewhat of a reputation. So let's hope that he lives up to it. And, you know, it's one thing I just remember Trump from just the 90s, you know, maybe the 80s, but mostly the 90s. I remember him and just as the shady businessman. That's how I knew Trump. It's just, you know, just taking, what is that, claiming public domain and that's not the right term, but being able to take over property because you have more money to throw around and just being a shady businessman. That's how I remember him. And so that's...
No, I'm not saying Trump is shady. I'm just saying that he puts his trust in a lot of wrong people. And I put that squarely on his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, whose best friend is George Soros' son, Alex Soros.
Oh, that's really weird. That's an unfortunate connection right there. Unfortunate.
Yeah, Trump said this time Ivanka and Jared Kushner are not part of his 2024 team. So we'll see on that. But it just seems like he still lets enough people in that give him bad advice.
Yeah, he's definitely, I like to look at him as someone who has an ego bigger than a lot of people. His ego is big. So that's why I guess for me, I've just never really believed that he could be authentic when it comes to whatever a president needs to do, which I'm sure is really hard for a person who has any kind of real morals. But I just didn't see him as a genuinely moral person anyway. But that being said, I mean, it's between the two, of course, if we're not looking at Joe Biden as some kind of...
No, we've benefited greatly during
the Trump years. Let's say that again. You what?
I said we've benefited greatly during the Trump years. I'm not going to discount that. And I'm not saying he's not authentic. I just think that he puts his trust into too many different people that you and I could see from 50 miles away that these people are not trustworthy. But he puts his trust in those people for some reason, and I don't know the answer to that.
Well,
it's like
Fauci,
he's a blowhard and a loudmouth. I get it. And in some cases that works, like when he went up against Kim Jong-un or keeping China from being dominant like they are now. Sometimes you need that big scary voice. Because they don't know what Trump is going to do, but they know what Brandon's going to do.
Yeah,
that's not exactly a secret.
Yeah, I just have to wonder if DeSantis could be more of a reliable source for that sort of thing. I would hope so, to be able to stand up for American sovereignty. And
yeah, if DeSantis, if all he did was take what he's doing in Florida and bring that nationwide, yeah, that would be a very winning strategy.
Agreed, agreed. And I could definitely get behind that. I really feel like he's, as you know, of course, politicians will do politician things, but as far as that goes, I mean, I do like what he's doing in Florida for the most part. There are things that are not savory, but at the same time, I think you don't get into a politician's position if you're not willing to do some of that stuff. But if he's willing, if he's also willing to say, no, we're not doing that, Florida's not doing that, and I don't care what you say, we're not locking down ever again, and we're not going to force masks.
So,
and
by
not...
the way, the latest thing with DeSantis is that he wants to ban children's drag queen story times.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
there's a group that still, there are businesses that say, well, we're not going to abide by that. We're still going to do drag queen story time with kids. And so DeSantis has threatened to revoke business licenses for those that still think that they could do drag queen story time. So I like mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Right. I agree with that. And that takes guts, right? That definitely takes guts to be in that position and say, we do not play along with this psychosis. I like that too. And that, I feel like, you pointed out if he could bring that to America as a country, that would be pretty legit. I did have hopes for, like, say, Rand Paul, just because Ron Paul, but that's just because Ron Paul was one that wasn't tiptoeing around any of these harsh topics. And he still doesn't. He'll call it out whenever he sees it. I would have hoped that Rand would be as strong in his stance as well. And even though they might say something like, yeah, we believe vaccines were a good idea, but we don't believe that they should ever be mandatory. No health decision should be mandatory. I always appreciated that. And I would hope that that's DeSantis' stance, it seems to be, and I would like to see that continue.
Hey, I'm not discounting Rand Paul, but I just think DeSantis has really passed him up, and it's not even close. And
yeah.
I would have to say I would take Rand Paul over Trump, but honestly, those two are so close. DeSantis has just blown them away.
Yeah, that's definitely because he's been guiding Florida through this crap and been doing a pretty good job of it.
And I'm not discounting Rand Paul either, but I just think that if you put Rand Paul's work, which he's done, I love watching him fight Dr. Fraudy. That's like my favorite thing for this year. My favorite thing is watching Rand Paul just completely put the screws to Dr. Fraudy, and Dr. Fraudy just sit there trying to act tough, but he can't because... And it's like everybody knows that Dr. Fraudy is lying, but I'm sure Dr. Fraudy knows that people know he's lying, but just the gymnastics he has to do just to not perjure himself, it's hilarious. And he's done a lot of perjuring, I'm just saying. He thinks that nobody's going to know what he's talking about, but everybody knows. It's just foolish, and it's just a train wreck, and I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's like watching somewhat of a soap opera coming to light of seeing who's playing what role. And I do have a harder time trusting any politician or anyone, I guess anyone who's in a real position of authority. I do have to scrutinize everything they do just because history shows that they may seem like they're doing something good and that their stance is correct or that they just have our best interests at heart, and then they get into those positions of power and it all just goes away, whether it's because they put their trust in the wrong people or you name it. It just seems to be such a disappointment. They get into that position and you're like, what? Why do politicians do that? And I feel like that with Elon Musk too. I just feel like I'm glad he bought Twitter and he fired a bunch of people and he called out a lot of the crap, but at the same time he's talking about uploading our consciousness to the cloud, and it just, oh my gosh.
I've said this here with you and with other people as well, and I'll repeat my stance for the audience who might be listening for the first time. To me, Elon Musk is a globalist, but he is enemies with the other globalists. So he can financially take on that battle that you and I cannot. Is Elon Musk our friend? Absolutely not. But he's doing our work because he hates those people with passion. So where does that leave him? Well, he's the enemy of our enemy. And I don't know if that makes him our friend. I don't think it does, but he's fighting a battle. He's our enemy, but he's fighting our battles. And I'll just put it that way. And I'm thankful that he's out there exposing Twitter and exposing all the stuff behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, I can't say he's doing it in the same terms that I would like to see.
Yeah, agreed. You just have to keep your eye on those people, because as soon as you relax, as soon as you look away, then suddenly they come at you with their true intentions and their nails and their knives are out, and it's just, ugh. Seen it so many times now, it makes
so
me
I,
not
I guess
trust
here's,
anyone.
So here's what I see, I guess, that all the old school globalists are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. They want mass death, and they want the world to be over like ASAP, because they're going to be dying too, and they want humanity to die with them. Elon Musk is a little bit different. Elon Musk wants humanity to live. He just wants to be the dude. He wants to be the richest man in the world, and he wants to if he was the world's ruler, it wouldn't shock me. But he's not trying to kill everybody. He just wants to be the dude in charge.
Right.
Not that that makes him better, but he's like, I don't care how much money you make. I just want to make this, and I just want humanity to do this, but I don't want to kill everybody. And I don't know if that makes him a good person or not. I doubt it does. But every other globalist is like, why do you care about people so much? Just kill everybody.
Right.
So, and then, I don't know how to say that he's good or he's bad, because he's not. He's just... he's fighting our battles so that he could be the winner. And he's not fighting our battles just because he's willing to abdicate all his wealth.
Right.
So it's just a complex thought, I guess.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, there is definitely a factor of applauding him for the things that he is doing, that are fighting the battles that in his arena. And I'm glad that he has that influence and he's able to use his influence to better the good cause, that which is good and right for humanity. And I would like to think that perhaps that will play out in our favor in the end, whatever that looks like. But at some point we can say, yeah, obviously he's bringing out a lot of lies that have been covered up. Twitter, for whatever reason, was this platform where a lot of these globalists that you were talking about seem to put their intentions and their focus and their energy using Twitter as a platform to push the life and getting people in following their life so that they can take control. And like you point out, they're getting older, they're going to die, and they are fine to take us with them. And perhaps at this point now, all that Musk is doing is bringing that to light so that people are more aware and can be more discerning about their decisions. And I applaud that as well. I mean, absolutely would rather have him doing that and putting his energy and focus in those types of things. And, I mean, who knows? Maybe he will get to the point where he's sending, I think his next project, or one of his next projects is, like, space cars and sending people to Mars and stuff. And, I mean, that's all interesting and find that really fascinating. So I hope that happens. I will continue to be optimistic that way.
So I don't know. I don't think that, and I could be wrong, I guess, but at this point, I don't know how much they would go after Elon Musk because he's exposing a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good question. I mean, if he there's some kind of power behind him, and I'm not sure. So would they go after him specifically? Would they try to discredit? I mean, there probably could be a lot of that going on soon. I know they're setting us up for a big false flag, and I wish I knew what was coming down the way. If you look at astrology, they're saying some big things that work in the people's favor, which is a great thought, and I hope that's true. But every time I see something where they're like talking about like a better do some drills for in case there's a nuclear attack. Here are the drills that we need to do, and you know, there's talking about missing money again in the government, and just those things start to point towards some big false flag. And so that's where my focus is, and I hope that people like Elon Musk can bring out the truth so that we're aware of what's happening and people don't fall for it. That's what my hope is. Whatever the false flag is, people don't just buy it or bite it hook, line, and sinker. I hope.
And because you and I are not raging liberals, I don't know what the liberal point of view is with Elon Musk. I know that there's a lot of people that have left Twitter because he's allowing the other side of the aisle to speak in a free range platform, and they are offended at that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. That's her viewpoint. He's a troll and he's just using his money to let in the people that he approves of. And so, yeah, people are leaving, which he's not. As far as I know, he wasn't kicking people or he wasn't banning their accounts specifically, but he was also not allowing some of their hate speech that they were utilizing.
Exactly.
So I think, yeah.
The one thing that does scare me, though, is that, and I don't want to think this way about anyone, but I have this thought in the back of my head because 99% of the earth is going to be scammed when this happens, but the Antichrist will come up at some point and 99% of the public will accept this person and will do whatever this person says because they might have stopped a major calamity or a world war, or they created a peace deal.
Mm-hmm.
And can Elon Musk be that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer, but I know that he has Neuralink, and I know that Elon Musk's family is part of the globalist family as well. It's just that they just have a feud with the other globalists.
Right. Yeah, I mean, heck, I could see that. Antichrist. I mean, we do hear or read in the Bible that this seeing will be accepted as someone who brings peace. And that should be interesting. It actually wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying somebody just exactly like what the portrayal of him is. If he just got into the Ukraine, for example, and stopped a world war. And personally, I think there's going to be a huge talk about a world war, but I think whoever the Antichrist is going to be set up so that they can go in and de-escalate, and then everybody's going to call this person the savior, which ironically will be at the same time as the global currency runs out. A false flag could be that there's a banking holiday. So maybe the banking, everybody loses their money.
That sounds about right.
But they're still testing the digital, so they think it'll be ready in 2024.
Oh. That's coming
so
right up.
So when they're ready to go, they're not going to announce it, but I'll tell you that they'll have a false flag event where people lose their money, and then they're told if they accept this, then we'll transfer everything over to this new currency, and we'll try to help you get your money back, wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to use this QR code, because they're going to try to implement that Mark of the Beast, and they know there's going to be some pushback, but they have to find a way to force it in. And that would be the way. If somebody had, say, $74,000 in the bank and now they have nothing, and they're told that, we'll get you your $74,000 back within the next 12 months, but you have to take this new currency, and by the way, you'll need a chip, and then we'll give you your money back. The average person will say, well, I have to feed my family, and they'll just accept it.
Yep.
They won't accept it if there's dollar bills in their hand, but if they don't have a choice, the average person will take it.
Yep. That's the truth right there.
Yeah. So I could see that being a major false flag as soon as they think that they're ready to implement the money.
Well, that would make sense, because that's what we're supposed to be going toward right now. Everything that's happening in China is coming our way, and that would absolutely make sense.
So if there was a banking holiday, see, if they just said, well, there's no more money, and we'll figure it out, then there'd be basically millions of people at every state capital demanding their money back. But if they say we have a new currency, then, they look like Captain Save-A-Ho.
Right.
And then they'll say, oh, well, at least they thought of us. At least they were thinking of us, and I'll just accept this microchip, and I'll keep going a whole paycheck. It's like the TSA body scanners from 15 years ago, when if it was an option for you at the airport to not go through the naked body scanner and you just lived pre-2001, nobody would go through that thing. But everybody got conditioned. And I still opt out. I refuse to go through that thing.
That's awesome.
But that's the average person.
Right. And that's why I would hope that before they implement that there's enough education, enough information, whatever that needs to come out to the general public so that they can at least question it, not just take it at face value. Don't just believe that the government's actually here to help you this time. No other time, but this time for sure.
Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, came out and said that have no fear, Big Brother is here to help you.
Oh, goodness. And you using that terminology is really suspect, isn't it?
Oh, highly sus.
Yeah. Dang. Well, that's why I hope a lot of people are aware that this is happening, and don't get complacent. Don't take your eyes off of them now, because that's when the things happen. The minute you get relaxed and you get comfortable and you're life again, that's when they do their crap.
So we haven't played Broccoli Man in a while.
Oh, yeah. We should do that.
Okay. Actually, I just remembered there's two because there's one that I didn't upload from last week.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go back to fake book here. All right, I've got this one, Winter Break.
Okay. All right, so let me get this going here. Oh, I thought I uploaded it. There we go. Okay. So this one's called On Winter Break, featuring Liberal Person.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, so 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello to all you freedomists out there. I had to use some vacation time, so I decided to get out in the snow for a few days. It is hard trying to wake everyone up out there. Most Americans are still asleep. They love wearing their scams and believe everything the smell-o-vision says. Even though nearly every medical research study and safety agencies are saying these gene therapies are deadly, people are still getting them. Some employers are still trying to force them on their employees. When the employees die from getting it, the jobs try to say it is not their fault, even though they required it. The worst part is that if your spouse died from the gene therapy, you cannot sue the drug manufacturer. That is from a law made in 1986 signed by Ronald Reagan. It releases the drug companies from being sued for drug side effects. So if a job forces you to get a gene therapy or lose your job, and you die, you are the only one at fault. Yes. Can I help you?
I came out here to tell you how much I hate you. I am so much better than you because I am a trans. I do not eat meat, and I got all 72 of my boosters.
Hey, that's great. It is your body, your choice. You can do whatever you want. You do you.
Hey, broccoli person. You did not hear me. I am better than you. I am a trans vegan that is current on all my boosters.
Yes. I said I do not care what you do with your person. You do you.
You are an election denier and refuse to allow two men can get each other pregnant. Just because they both have hole punchers does not mean they should not be allowed to get pregnant. You are so racist, homophobic, transphobic, and pedophobic. You are the ultimate loser.
Hey, I am on vacation. I drove 9 hours to Guppy away from liberals like you in town. Why are you also here?
Well, I needed to tell you I am a trans vegan that supports the current thing.
Okay. you are entitled to your opinion. Now that you said your opinion, you can now leave, correct?
But you did not acknowledge that I am correct and I am a much better person than you. You are so stupid that you still have a gender. Genders are for stupid people or racist homophobes.
I don't care how liberal you are. You are still born with a hole or a hole puncher. And whatever you have is none of my business. I do not want to hang around you or be your friend.
That's exactly what I mean. You are such a racist homophobe. You are probably against drag queen story time. Why are you against 9-year-old wearing G-strings and touching women's penises?
Well, for one thing, only men have hole punchers.
I hope you get arrested for hate speech. Women can have whatever body parts they want.
Then, tell me what a woman is.
I cannot tell you what a woman is. I am not a biologist.
I will arrest anyone who tries to diddle or touch private parts of little kids.
It should not be illegal to be a minor attracted person. Just like it should not be illegal for a woman with a junk to tell an 8-year-old to touch the drag queen's junks. Or to look at their junk.
Can you please just get as far away from me as possible? This is just harassment now.
The train going back home comes back tomorrow at 9 a.m. It is not my fault I had to get on the train and yell at you.
Can you go back to town and go get a burger or some seafood someplace?
You are disgusting. How dare you tell me to eat meat? I only eat impossible burgers or anything made with soy.
I can tell.
That was not funny, broccoli person. I am so loving and liberal. I like everyone who agrees with me all the time.
Why is it a normal, conservative person does not care what a liberal does? But a liberal can get in someone's face and call them whatever names they want? And that is accepted.
It's because George Soros spends billions of dollars to force people to believe the same things I have been taught to believe in.
Just because George Soros pays for the collapse of the United States, it does not mean it is a good thing.
The world will be a much better place if America collapses and becomes a third world country. Then that means we will have a communist government and dumbasses like you who do not support current thing will be taken to a FEMA camp that does not exist. It will be perfect if everyone gets a microchip and you have to scan your hand everywhere to buy something.
Please explain why that is much better than free market capitalism.
Well, it means that if you believe in God, you will be forced to either believe in God or die or get a microchip and support the current thing. I believe the Earth and the Prophet Muhammad are the two best leaders.
Hey, that's great. As a Christian, I do not force you to believe what I believe. You can do you. Even if I feel it is a bad choice. I expect the same courtesy. You will not ever convince me to step away from Jesus Christ or God.
See? You are something Dr. for not believing in the same afterlife as I do.
Hey again everyone. Please get educated and do not listen to liberals like this. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on freedomizerradio.com. He is on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, awesome guests, and a lot of things that we need to know what the globalists are doing to us. There are other shows on Freedomizer Radio also. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live.
You are a piece of ish. We just need to watch fake news so we can know what the globalists want us to do. You need to stop eating meat and to eat the bugs and gnomes and nothing.
All right, so that was an episode.
That was kind of funny to start out. She comes strutting out. Yeah, just come out. Mm-hmm. I just came out here to tell you I hate you. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've seen liberal person before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think I've seen all the characters at this point, I think. Pretty sure.
I have not used Sumem in a while.
Oh. Okay, that one does not sound familiar.
Super Ultra Mega Extreme Mega Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, no, we haven't done an episode with your favorite character in a couple weeks now.
Oh, I've missed it so much. Its voice haunts my dreams, my nightmares.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I got a dragon fruit tree a couple weeks ago.
What? That's amazing. Nice. Are you going to be growing it inside for a while, or how are you going to grow it?
Well, it's a cactus, so it'll live outside.
Oh, nice.
And it's one of those
I'm excited.
That, as a cactus, you don't need to water it that much, so if we get in trouble for watering stuff, then that will still be able to grow without an issue.
Hmm. Very nice. Was it expensive?
The tree was like a 5-foot-tall tree, and it was like $30.
Oh, that's amazing. Not expensive
at all.
I
may or may not have dragon fruit this year, but next year it'll be rocking and rolling.
Oh, man. All right, well, definitely we have to get together and you can bring me some fresh dragon fruit because what I've had is, of course, just whatever I was able to get at the grocery store, and it was so bland.
But one of the things about dragon fruits and trying to grow them is that most people have never heard of a dragon fruit. So if they're trying to steal stuff, they might not even recognize it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because everybody, if there's apples, somebody will steal apples from you. But if they don't know what it is, most people are afraid to try new stuff. So they're not going to take it because they'd be afraid of it.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, now you're definitely thinking. That's cool. I'm excited. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing how that works for you. Because, yeah, I mean, I guess your area, you can plan on a good growing season. We actually had hail today in my little neighborhood. It was pretty intense. Hail. We got hail down. We got big chunks of snow, ice, and I was trying to run to my car because I had to go to my office. So I'm trying to run out to my car from another place, and it is pelting me, and I get halfway to my car, and an electrical box. I called it a transformer, but that was the wrong word. So an electrical box for somebody else's home blew up next to me. It freaked me out. I'm assuming that something with the hail got inside and caused it to short out. And oh my goodness, it was like shooting sparks and it arced. It was crazy. So that being said, I just didn't think we got too much snow, which we don't really, but we've definitely had some strange, crazy weather for our little desert town lately.
Well, that's weird because out here it was in the high 50s, low 60s, and it rained for a little bit, but it wasn't that serious.
Yeah, it's been raining a lot. It rained pretty much all throughout the night. And that keeps me awake. A lot of people love the sound of rain. It just keeps me awake. So I didn't sleep much last night. And then it rained again all morning and then turned to hail. I was like, what the? I mean, the chemtrails were gone, which was nice. When it finally did clear up, it was actual clear skies. So that was nice. See the sky.
That's right. I remember on Christmas saying, it was 69 degrees and not a cloud or a chemtrail in the sky.
Right? It's like, wow, thanks for giving us the holiday off. You guys are so kind and generous. But, yeah, we've been having nothing but chemtrails for the last, of course, we had a couple days off. We took the holiday off, but Yeah, it's just been, like, yesterday it was so thick. It was just layers. A high layer of chemtrails that had spread out, and then a lower layer, and it was just so nasty looking.
I'm uploading the broccoli man with the wire chat from last week.
Nice.
I'll send you the link real quick.
Okay. Cashless society. There it is. I've got it. Whenever it's ready, I'm ready.
Okay. Oh, I'm still waiting on it to be available here.
Sounds good.
All right. Looks like we're good here.
Okay.
All right. So this one has the wiretap. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, Freedomists. I am hoping everyone out there has an excellent new year. I know it has been a rough last few years ever since Brandon was inserted as president. We just have to get away from New World Order and globalists trying to take over the entire planet. If everyone can stop complying with the globalists, stop getting gene therapies, do not support drag queen story time, and never ever put scams on your face. The more you comply, the more the globalists will do to us all. We need to realize that everyone that wears scams is going to continue to vote for tyranny. Scam wearers are willfully ignorant and they already signed on to accepting the one world government. Please do tell your friends and family this, like your life depends on it. Because it will depend on it if the New World Order takes over the United States.
Hold it right there, Biznich. You are not going to tell everyone to not listen to us. How dare you tell the 99% to not be compliant to our government mandates. Everyone needs to start getting gene therapy, support all the drag queen story times, and most importantly, you need to put the bloody scam on that face.
Never.
Don't you worry, little busy. I am going to make you the most compliant something darker than New World Order has even seen. But right now I am ordering you to get in my 1993 Geo Metro so I can take you to the drag queen story time. Today we are going to the library completely in the nude. We are gathering all the little 5-year-olds and we are going to teach them how to play with their holes and hole punches. They will practice on us first and them on to themselves.
If you are doing a drag queen story time, what book are you reading from?
We do not require a book to do drag queen story time, sir. We are creating life-lasting memories.
That is called grooming.
You shut up right this instant, green dude. Just for that, I am now going to remove your dungarees right this instant. I will now do an anal swab on that buttocks. I need to make sure you do not have COVID.
We all know you criminals cooked this up in the Wuhan laboratory, along with other labs. You all invented COVID just to get control over the world before your debt bubble bursts.
We need to make sure Sam Bankman-Fried does not go to prison. He has been bankrolling our funding to cook up all of our new gene therapies. We need his money also to pay off the judges so that we have no roadblocks to cull in the population.
He stole billions of dollars from people all over the earth.
But that is okay though, sir. He gave it to Democrats.
There should not be a two-tier justice system. Just because you give money to Democrats, or you are a Democrat, should not mean you are not guilty of all the crimes you commit.
I disagree, sir. Just because you give money to Democrats or if you are a Democrat, it should mean you are not guilty of all the crimes they commit. That's what helps us rule over you 99% dolts.
You just proved my point.
Just wait until we ban cash money and bring in a worldwide cashless monetary system. You'll need a mark of the beast in order to buy, sell, work and live. You will be the first person to say, Mr. Wiretap, please accept my hand in marriage so I can survive in globalist's lair. I will love you long time. Yeah. You thinks you bees is a comedian right now while the digital currency has not been introduced yet. But we will see how fast it changes next year when we have a banking holiday.
I don't think so.
I think so. Now why are the pantaloons not resting in front of my person with your kumquats and your monkey fully exposed to the world? I need to check your person for any hand grenades, any butcher knives, or any extra carbon inside your junk.
No thank you. I am not falling for your tricks ever.
Somebody tell me, won't you tell me, why I work so hard for you? Give you money. All to give you money?
You can keep your wham lyrics all to yourself.
You keep stepping in it. That was not what my ear canals were wanting to hear or rated, sir. Now let me redo your New World Order rights and I will be whisking you away to do the drag queen story time. We need to perform our puppy kink to the childrens. We always have to do it for the kids.
All you are doing to the kids is scarring them for life. You are ruining future generations with your lust for power.
Precisely, green dude. We are the princes of deep pop, sir. We demand zero carbon on this something lucker by 2030 so we can give the earth to Lucifer, sir. You are thwarting our plans to do so. Now please let me inspect that junk and we can discuss your purchase of a Leisnacher suicide pod.
Everyone. Do not let these globalists take away your soul. Or anyone's soul. We absolutely need to uphold Christ Jesus' namesake so we can preserve the earth for future generations. If you agree to accept a microchip or go to digital currency, we will unfortunately be giving over the earth to forces who are not here for the good of the people. You need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time on Weenaudites. His co-hosts are great. He brings on excellent guests and brings up all the news we need to know about. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to check out Proof Negative's show. Please tell your friends.
If you dare to listen to the Proof Negative show, just know that us globalists will be very disappointed in you. You run the risk of being taken to a FEMA camp. That absolutely does not exist. Now if you can please do be helping me obtain pictures of all your junks, and assist me with obtaining said photograph of this green dude's junk, I would greatly appreciate it.
Alright, I hope that was okay.
His obsession with Broccoli Man's junk and his kumquats. Gosh, that's all he can think about.
Yeah, it sounds like him.
Uh-huh. All he cares about. And, of course, the globalists will be very disappointed if we don't do it. We're told we do something like listen to your radio show or watch Broccoli Man. They'll be so disappointed.
Yeah, I have to find a way to get Broccoli Man more views.
Yeah, I realize that, of course, YouTube's off the table because of how they are with censorship, but...
Yeah, I got two strikes on Broccoli Man, so I'm not giving them any other episodes.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It just seems that Rumble is right up there. It's just not as popular as good old YouTube, darn it. And I am a person who goes to YouTube for tutorials and documentary-style information because it's so damn convenient.
I think we all do it.
Yeah. So convenient.
that the average person just doesn't see where that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when YouTube came on the scene. That was a new thing, new platform for videos. They didn't have much to choose from at the time, but man, that was back before Facebook was a thing. It was MySpace.
Right.
Now you can't use that without getting censored. Pretty ridiculous. I've used things like FakoTube, and I'm trying to remember all the different platforms. FakoTube and, oh, yeah. Shoot.
Oh, how's the, of course, how is that symposium looking in a couple weeks for you?
Yeah, it's coming right along. So I just shared something to my Facebook page about it, and I was going to mention it to you. So the tickets are on sale now, and you can buy them for just the symposium, or you can also do the dinner. They're having a special dinner the night before. And so let me read. I'm going to pull this up. So it's January 14th at the Dixie Center. The doors open at 10. And let's see, we'll have Dr. Paul Thomas, Dr. Carrie Madej, and a bunch of other speakers. Jared Sinclair is one of my best friends, so I'm super excited he's going to be there. And the tickets are only $25 for a full day of education and seeing big names in this health freedom movement. It's a pretty scream and deal. And plus, we'll be having throughout the day showing, let's see, was it the real Anthony Fauci and the plandemic, the first pandemic. I don't think the second pandemic's out yet. But we'll be showing that as well.
Okay, well, I'm still trying to see if I can come.
Awesome. I hope you can. It'll be a pretty sweet deal because Kate Daly is supposed to be there. She'll be speaking as well. Okay. So I'd love to.
That's one of the main reasons that I want to get out there so I can meet her. And Dr.
Okay,
Carrie.
Yeah. But, right. Yeah, yeah. Because you have talked to her before. That's right. So Laura, who is our friend in common, she is very much a reason why we have the lineup we do. So she would be a good source for that. Her son is dealing with some health issues right now. So she's been kind of MIA, trying to help him through some stuff. But she'll be there. She has definitely been a huge
Well, see, my wife said she's not available to come, so I have to find somebody that will go with me because I'm not going.
Oh, okay.
I'm not able to go alone.
Got it. Oh, yeah, you need someone to drive. That's right.
Well, I don't mind driving.
Uh-huh.
It's just that if I'm going to take a booth and I'm going to be there, I need to have somebody at the booth, and I need to be able to talk to Kate and Carrie and introduce myself, and I don't want to go if I don't want to half-ass it, basically. I want to, if I'm going, I want to make sure I do what I need to do.
Got it.
So I don't want to sit in the booth for 8 hours and not talk to anybody, and I don't want to talk to people and not have my booth.
Right. That makes sense. Well,
I hope that there's still a booth for me when I'm ready to. I need to find somebody, and I'll probably have to pay them as a BIL one-time employee deal. But I'll see.
Okay. Well, I have a booth. I don't know what the status is right now. The last I had heard, they were full, but I don't know. That varies because there could be people who plan on it and then they have to back out. But I do have a booth already registered in my name, and so I'll definitely be able to have my information or have your information there as well if you decide to come. You could definitely share
my
space.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Well,
I'll be there. I'm representing.
I come to man your booth, and you help me, I help you.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I'll be helping the symposium, so I'll be there to, like, you know, taking tickets and helping with the little odds and ends that need to happen and making sure things are running. And also my booth, which is essentially just a table, and I'll be sharing that. Basically, I'm just representing my business that I do within the context of the whole complex of practitioners that are there. So it's free will healing, and we're just a bunch of us together. So it'll be nice. It'll be a good place to visit with people and spread information and make new contacts. And I'll introduce you to Jared, because he's just the best. So I'm sure you would really enjoy him.
So would you be able to, and I could write to Dr. Carey, I guess, but if you are available to get a hold of Dr. Carey and see if she wants to come on the show the Wednesday before the event.
Oh, I could ask Laura, actually, because I don't know. I actually don't have any contact information on her.
I do.
Oh, okay, good deal. I'm just actually looking at a text that Laura sent me just now, actually. So, yeah, if you would like to contact her, did you have her information? Or, I mean, give it to me and I can contact her, or I can ask
right.
Laura about that? Okay.
Well, I'll give it to you as soon as I find it.
Okay.
I'll look later. It might be tomorrow that I give it to you, because I have to go
okay.
through my book.
Great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, I'm excited to meet her. I'm sure she's going to be an incredible speaker, and of course our whole lineup's going to be the best. But it'll be great to have people who are into the research as to what is actually in gene therapy, and I know she had her accident not too long ago, so it'll be interesting to hear her talk about her recovery from that. And then, of course, all the others who have their own platforms, but it all is around holistic health and health freedom and keeping ourselves as sovereign as possible.
Right. I'm trying to slam down a salad while we're talking.
Oh, no worries. Good. Yeah, I can always look at, let's see, where did I put my link? Here we go. So I have
By the way, did you ever
on...
sign up for that Upside app I was telling you about?
I did, yeah. I've got it here. I haven't had a chance to use anything on it yet, but I'm getting updates and emails and stuff, so it's here. Haven't used it yet.
I think I got like $23 back.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so far the food and stuff I don't ever use. That's places. And the gas, which would be awesome if I was to go get gas at those places. But currently the station that's near me, the Sinclair that's near me, is actually cheaper than anything that they have here so far.
Yeah, but did you use it on the way to Vegas or out of Vegas?
Nope. I actually was able to do that trip on one tank of gas.
Okay.
I have a really great gas mileage car. Of course, it was pretty close to empty when I got home, but I was able to do the whole thing. Fill up on the way out and then fill up on the way home at 2:30 in the morning. but it was worth it.
So who opened for that band?
There were four bands total, and so it ended up being a five-hour show. The first band is, they're called Space of Variations. They're from the Ukraine as well. Ginger's from Ukraine. So is this band. And then the next band, they're from England, and their name is Malevolence, and they are hardcore metal, my son's favorite genre. So he already knew that band. He was super excited to see them. And then the next band is POD, and they've been around since the 90s, 2000s.
I'm Still Alive.
Yeah, that's when they sing that. They played that one for the last song before they went off stage. So the drummer for that band is married to the lead singer of Ginger. So they've been married for just over a year. And apparently he was the drummer for Suicide Silence until not too long ago. So Ginger did have Suicide Silence touring with them until her husband left and I went to POD. And so they opened and they were really good. I was pretty impressed because I, of course, have never seen them live, but I didn't realize they had new music out and they sounded really good. Good live band, really good entertainment factor. Lots of fans there for them. And then Ginger. And Ginger played most of my favorites, not all of them, but the mean ones. So that was good. And I got lots of good. We were right up close, front and center. Well, not quite center, but front.
Yeah, I only remember two albums from POD, so I don't know what else they've done.
Yeah, they have some new music, but I couldn't tell you the name of it. I'd have to look up on Spotify again. But, like, the song here, it's called Boom. Here Comes the Boom.
Yeah, Here Comes the Boom.
So that's their song. They did that one, and let me see. Of course, the Youth of the Nation, that's their song.
Mm, that's it. Yeah, that was the one about school shooting.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And, yeah, so it was, did all their most popular ones.
I remember liking that kind of music.
Yeah. They're considered Christian. We looked it up because we couldn't think of their genre, but it's like Christian.
Yeah, they were always
rap.
Considered a Christian alternative band, but I think they went more into their Christian roots over the last decade.
Right. Yeah, because they definitely have uplifting lyrics and their songs are uplifting. So yeah, it was a good show. I have no complaints whatsoever. I was very happy with it. My son bought me a t-shirt, so I feel complete. And I was close, and I'm pretty sure that the bassist and the singer looked at me, but I'm probably fooling myself. Yeah. Yes, there was only one person in front of me.
Oh.
And, yeah, we were right there, so up in front. And the mosh pit was going on behind me, so I could get shoved forward a few times, but it was all good. And the floor was so sticky. They just throw their cans and crap on the floor, and I was stepping on their cans and their garbage. But other than that, pretty close. It was fun.
So, speaking of concerts, I saw that there's a concert in Phoenix, or Tempe, Arizona, at the end of February called the Innings Festival.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So, what's that about?
It's an introduction to spring training baseball. So they have a bunch of ex-baseball players there. They're doing speeches or doing whatever they do. And then there's a bunch of bands that show up.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gone if they had like a baseball card show or something where I could sell some product. But the bands
okay.
are not anything I'm interested in.
Mm.
Green Day, The Offspring, Eddie Vedder.
Oh, okay.
So if I was into 90s alternative music like that, it would be great. But I am not. I've never been a fan of Green Day at all. I've never liked Pearl Jam. The Offspring was not a band I was focused on, and then when they fired their drummer because he refused to take a gene therapy, I'm like, well, yeah, I just will boycott them too. So there's no interest for me.
Oh, I hadn't heard that story. That's good to know. Huh.
Yeah, back in 2021, the drummer of The Offspring, his doctor recommended he does not take the gene therapy based on his health conditions, so the band fired him.
Wow. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, good for him that he went through with that. Good. I'm glad he's out of that band. Good riddance
right.
to them. Hopefully he can go
like
be a drummer for a better band.
Anyway, so no big deal.
Right. Exactly. And drummers, especially when they're decent, they can usually find another band or even create their own band.
Well, I guess when you're in your 50s, you're not going to create your own band and expect to do well. Not because
well,
he's not
maybe.
Good, but he's out of that age range.
Hmm. Although I do know of one drummer who partnered with another fairly good artist, and their band is incredible. His name's Chris Adler, this drummer, and he is about that age. Let's say he's probably not quite 50, but he's probably like 48. So his new band is amazing. It definitely rivals anything he's done before. Well, he was the drummer for Megadeth for a little while. He just did that for one album, but he wanted to do his own project with another guitarist, and they're an incredible band.
But I guess,
sometimes,
though, when you're 50, record labels aren't exactly going to knock on your door. You're not expected to have hit singles.
That's true.
I hate saying it like that, but it is. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. It's true. I guess at some point, though, if you're a musician and you love what you do and it's not about the fame, it's more about the opportunity to play, and even if you have just a small fan base, I don't know, some musicians feel like that. Just, they don't need the big hits. They don't need to be Metallica. They can just find their own niche and use their creative outlet and write the songs that they want. Or play the songs that they want. Play the style that they feel like they want to play.
Yeah, well, I just look at it like if Depeche Mode puts out an album next month, they're not going to have any singles released.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, not when the band members are almost 60. They're not going to appeal to the teenagers and people in their 20s, which is what the record labels care about.
Mm. Right.
It's not that the music isn't good, because it is, but it's not sellable to by the record labels.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which
well,
sucks
I've,
because
yeah,
I'm so tired of music that's since 2010, top 40 radio has been nothing. Maybe even more so before that.
Right. Well, and would you say there's a difference now because so few people listen to the radio? that you just kind of go to these online platforms like Spotify or Pandora, and you just get suggestions from them rather than the radio that plays you a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
See, the thing with Top 40 Radio, Amanda, is they're supposed to have 40 songs. And I don't know if the if the average radio station even has 40 songs.
Sure doesn't seem like it. Anytime I listen to it, it's the same song.
I just feel like such an old fogey saying back in my day music was much better, but at least back when we were kids, everybody played instruments, or at least it was interesting enough. I don't mind occasionally a rap song, but I don't want 90% of my top 40 radio being rap.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't listened to top 40 radio maybe ever, to be honest. I don't know. But it makes sense that you would have some sort of like variables that you would want a whole range of different bands playing. I just went to my rock stations, of course, so that's what that's my genre I listen to, so I would just go to the rock stations. But even now, I don't listen to any rock station unless I have no choice.
Well, I don't do Spotify or anything like that, so.
Right. I know. It's hard to have Spotify and enjoy it if you don't have a cell phone. So that's definitely
one of my things. Well, I have
Sirius,
though. I listen to Sirius while I'm working.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's similar. Similar idea. I mean, it's just fewer commercials or no commercials maybe, depending on your subscription. And
yeah, there's no commercials on music stations.
Oh, good. Yeah, see, that's the thing I don't like about radio is, well, and plus you lose your reception quite often, but just the commercials, the constant commercials and the talk show hosts that just dribble on about random stuff that I don't care about. That gets old.
Like what you
my
and I do?
Still listen. Well, I care about what we talk about. So these radio hosts are really talking about, I don't know. I don't even remember. It's just stuff like, why are you even going on about that? So kind of like your conversations with your family who talk about their gene therapy, and yeah, that's what it reminds me of. I'm good. And I definitely use my Spotify quite all the time, often and all the time.
I also, like we talked about for YouTube, I did create a YouTube music playlist. So if I don't like what's going on Sirius, I can go on there and just play the videos that I shared or that
I
saved, and I created a playlist. So I could create my own Spotify. I got a few hundred songs on there, and I can put it on Shuffle.
Nice. As long as you don't
get inundated. And then I have my MP3 player, which has about 3,000 songs on it.
Cool. I still have an MP3 player as well. I definitely will use that if I need to, if I don't have reception.
I can't just do Spotify. Like, I want to show you this cool song, Amanda, but I don't have Wi-Fi right now. I can't. That just doesn't make sense to me. So I'm still one of those people that has to own something of music.
Yeah, I get it. You still have something like you actually have the CD, or you have something downloaded at home on your home computer, or
right.
Yeah, I've got that as well. I agree with that. I use Spotify for the convenience, for sure. Because I need to have Wi-Fi to have a Shuffle that you can download the songs. If you have a subscription, you can download it to your device, and that way if you're out of cell phone service, you can actually listen to it. So I have several playlists that I have downloaded so that, because I do have splotchy, there you go, that's a word, splotchy reception here in my neighborhood. So if I go over away from my Wi-Fi, I lose reception.
Okay.
I can't have that. So, do you have any plans for New Year? Is there a New Year celebration in your future?
Well, kind of. Not for going out at night, but it's my wife and I's anniversary, New Year's Eve.
Oh, it's your anniversary. You guys, that's so cute. You got married on New Year's Eve. I love it.
Yeah, so we'll be married 12 years.
Congratulations. And you're going to stay home and celebrate
us. We met 6 months before we got married.
Wow. That's pretty
so,
fast.
Kate Daly today was doing the fourth hour of Alex Jones, and she said that she married her husband after 12 days of dating.
Oh, my goodness. I hadn't heard that.
And they've been
story.
Married 27 years.
Wow, that's impressive. Dang.
How many years has it been for you?
33.
Oh, wow.
33 years. Yep, we actually lived together, so we started dating in January of 89. I moved in with him in April. So, I mean, you know, we did live like a married couple for a while before we actually got married. So I guess you could say it was fast. And, yeah, so we got married.
Did you meet him when you were
18
or something?
I was 17.
17,
so
okay.
He was 25 and
oh, wow.
had already been married and divorced and had a child. And I was still in high school. So, yeah, I mean, if it had been any other person, there'd probably been a lot of controversy. But, yeah, we proved them all wrong and stayed together and got married exactly a year after our first date.
Okay.
Our first date, January 27th of 89. And got married January 27th of 90, and been together ever since then. So I always count our first year together because we were just inseparable. So 33 years.
I'll be honest. I forget whether we met in May or June of 2010.
Mm.
But then we got married New Year's Eve of 2010.
That's awesome. So you'll have a... You always have something to celebrate, New Year or wedding anniversary. Either way, there's
yeah,
something
but
to celebrate.
Yeah, as far as going down to go watch fireworks, if I stand outside my front yard, I can see whatever everybody else can see.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So, it's not,
so you don't have to go
why
out.
Why would I go travel for that?
Right. Yeah, we never would go do anything on New Year's Eve either. We might go to a friend's house down the way, but definitely we don't go to any parties or any big events.
Does St. George even do anything for fireworks on New Year's Eve?
Not that I'm aware of. Nope.
Okay.
If they do, I'm not aware of it. I feel like Dixie, or whatever it's called now, Utah Tech, geez, Dixie State, I think they do. They only do 4th of July. I don't think there's any New Year celebration.
Okay.
But yeah, my and my husband's anniversary is at the end of January, and so it's just kind of after Christmas, and it's just usually by that point where we don't go anywhere either. We've had opportunities to go do fun things, but mostly we just stick around and be like, all right, another year, awesome, go us, and then we just continue on with life. That's about it. So yes, he was actually friends with my older sister, and I grew up in my older sister's home after my parents divorced. And,
no.
Oh, okay, so after my parents divorced when I was 7, I ended up moving in with my oldest sister and her husband by the time I was 9. And I lived there until I was 17, and then I moved in with my husband, my current husband, then boyfriend. So I moved straight out of her house into a living arrangement with my then boyfriend. And here we are. So I never have actually, like, lived on my own. I've always been with somebody in somebody's house.
So my parents just a couple weeks ago celebrated their 51st wedding anniversary.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's impressive. Very nice. 51 years. That's saying a lot. Because it seems to be more common to be divorced. Or even, you know, at that point, somebody has passed away. So the fact that they're still here and going, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that because, well, I don't think I'll have an opportunity to. I'd like to see 51 years, but I don't think I'll live that long.
Well, just the fact that you've gotten past that 10-year mark is pretty cool.
Yeah, because my first marriage, I was together like eight and a half years.
Oh. Long enough to know that you didn't want that?
She decided for me.
Oh, got it.
And it was a good decision anyway, so I'm not mad.
Oh, good. Well, good. Yeah, divorce can be a very good thing. I'm not complaining. My husband is divorced, otherwise we wouldn't be married, so I'm okay with that. How did your kids handle it? Were they pretty devastated that you guys... If you don't mind me asking,
my kids went through parental alienation, so I don't get to talk to them that much.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, even now they live with their mom, and
right.
I can't remember if I saw my oldest kid once this year, and she's 21, and the youngest one, I've seen her I think twice this year.
Oh wow. Wow.
And they live a mile and a half down the road.
Goodness. Dang. Well, we didn't see my stepson at all. I'm trying to think. He was 10 years. We didn't see him. We tried. We didn't see him for 10 years. So it's hard. I'm sorry. I know. It's hard. But in the meantime, you have...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. It's your turn.
Oh, I was just going to say you have your nephew living there and you're taking care of things that way. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that parental alienation is a thing. And unfortunately, the kids, they get to... make a choice, and sometimes they just are seeing something that's not reality.
Uh-huh. Yep, I understand. And when they're mostly just immersed in the other parent's household and that family and just everything all the time, that's all they know. I know. That's how it was for my stepson. But he did choose to come around the day after his 18th birthday. He was back in our life. He just showed up on our doorstep to come and reconnect. It was pretty great. Mm. April 1st, actually. His birthday is March 31st. April 1st, he was knocking on our door and wanted to reconnect. He waited till it was okay. He was 18 now, it was okay. And since then, he's just, been in our life the whole time. And some things are awkward just because, it's family functions. Everybody's awkward that way, but heck, it's been pretty awesome to watch him be a dad and a husband, and he's a pretty good person. He's a really good person. anyway.
It's just funny, though, too, how you and I are in our very early 50s, and I just know that when we were 25, people that looked 50 looked much older than what we do. And I don't think it's just because that we're currently at 50. But back in the 1980s or 90s, somebody that was 50 looked old, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've heard that same thing. Why do we, the Gen Xers, look younger? I've wondered that.
Well, and what's funny is that my one brother, who is 6 years younger than me,
uh-huh,
people think that he's like 5 to 8 years older than me.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So a lot of it is drinking, it's smoking, it's not uh-huh eating right.
Right. Now I believe that. I definitely agree with that. Couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's... well, and when you're taking good care of yourself, I guess it shows for sure. I've definitely been trying, and more so than maybe my siblings, but I was the youngest, and I watched my older siblings just wreck themselves hardcore, like they hated themselves. They just wrecked them, their health and their lives, and did it willingly. It was pretty crazy to watch. My brother spent the majority of his adult life homeless. Purposely. It's like we gave him opportunities, take him in and help him get on his feet and get in, you know, get into some kind of housing. And he'd always manage to screw it up and be right back out on the streets, living in a car or wherever, sleeping wherever he could find. It was hard to watch, but.
Well, that just goes along with, and I'm not saying he was a liberal, he could have been, but it's just that people have that certain mindset, and that's it. There's no talking them or showing them another way. It's like they've learned how to live homeless, and they've grown to like it.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. He really did come to like it. He definitely, I don't know why, because, gosh, that was, it had to have been hard because he's outside of the times that he lived outside of the state, he was mostly in northern Utah. And all winter long, he worked as a flagger. So for construction companies, he would do temporary work with them. And so all summer long, he'd do the flagging. And he would go as far as Las Vegas. But then as soon as winter came around, he'd be back to northern Utah and just, well, I don't know what he was doing, because at that point, we didn't have any contact. He also was on drugs.
Being a flagger, that's decent money.
Yes. Yeah, so he could have done something for himself, but he just wouldn't. I don't know.
Because you own a business and I own a business, and I see people that might make twice as much money as I do, and they're always broke.
Yeah. Exactly. 100%.
Yeah, when somebody makes $75,000 a year and you make your little $42,000 a year and they're asking you to borrow money, it's like, why? You make mm-hmm almost twice as much as I do.
Right. And that's my other sibling. I had three sisters and a brother, and my one sister have since passed away, and yeah, they had so much money. Her husband inherited money from his mother, and they are just like, the only reason they're able to survive is because they had the house paid for, but always broke, always having troubles. financial troubles, even though they had all that money, and they just, I don't know, drinking, drugs, whatever. They just squandered it. And like you, I always think, wow, what could I do with all that money? Well, how could I expand? How could I grow my business? Wow. But
see, and here I am thinking, how can I get an extra $100 a day? So I signed up over the weekend. I signed up on my tablet. I got like 8 or 9 different paid survey things.
Oh.
So there's, and I don't like, I'll tell you, one of them was Google Opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And they might offer you, there's a 3-minute survey and they pay you $5 to do it.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Okay.
I'm not saying you're going to get rich, but you could, in essence, just do a survey while, in like 2-3 minutes, you just answer like 5-6 questions, and then 10 minutes later, you see $10 in your account or something.
Huh. And you could do that all day long, huh? Just
yeah.
Like here and there, take a little survey. Yeah. I guess that would be somewhat passive income. Kind of.
Well, yeah, if you're not relying on it and you just, they just ask you, hey, you want to do a 2-minute survey on candy bars and we'll pay you $4. It's like, okay, I don't care.
Right. Huh. Well, there you go. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of them. If you're interested, I could show you what I've been looking at.
Cool, yeah. Send me a link. I'm interested
to see what
that's all about.
I got to do a survey a few weeks ago. It was a 6-hour survey, and they paid $225.
Whoa. Oh. That's a lot.
Get mad at that.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, I've just been so focused on... I think I told you, my son and I have a business together, and we are getting ready to launch a new education platform along with a product, and we've just been so just focusing on how to get that going. We wanted to do it at the first of the year, but there's just no way. So we're hoping by the end of January. That's what we're pushing for now.
Well, the goal is if I have enough side hustles, then I can just work for me.
Yeah. That's the way to be. Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to working, but I want to work for myself. I've been at it a long time.
Yeah.
And if I run businesses, the goal is to work your businesses, not work a day job. And then in addition to, and then I'm not equipped to be here at night.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. I totally agree. Work for yourself. Exactly.
It's like I know how to do it. I'm structured, and I know that I need to do what I do, and I do it, and I show up, but it's just financially it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make this happen.
Yeah. And your wife's pretty settled with her career, so it is kind of nice when your spouse is able to keep, if they like that sort of thing, so they can keep their, like, steady income. They can know that that's going to, I mean, for the most part, so my husband's got a 9-to-5, the regular day job that he's got pretty settled, so if things are fluctuating with my business, we don't go completely under at home, which in my line of work, it fluctuates all the time, just constantly.
Right.
Yep.
Right, and my day job, I'm not going to share where I work or anything, but it's just about $40,000 a year, $41,000, whatever. It's like $19 and change an hour. Me, it's not bad,
uh-huh.
but it's not me.
Right. It's just a way to pay the bills. Get it.
Right.
Totally get it. Yep.
Yeah, but I've run Freedomizer for 13 years now. Yeah, next week we'll be 13 years old on Freedomizer.
Wow.
And I've ran Barefoot as Legal since 2015, and it's like, well, and I had 2 years where I could work for myself, but it wasn't sustainable, and that fault rests on me, and I need to somehow understand how to make financial units come to my house, as opposed to, I could do the work, it's just that I'm not getting paid for it.
Right. Yeah, totally get it. Yep. I don't know, and it's time-consuming and energy-consuming, and yeah. Yep, you have my sympathy on that one. Well, and that's why I clean houses. So I think I told you, one of my side gigs is I clean.
Yeah.
And I've done that for absolutely years, since my oldest, who's 31, since he was five years old, I've been cleaning houses. And because I know I can count on it's good money for a few hours of something that just labor. It's just really a bunch of work. But I get the money, and I can always have that sort of there to count on. And plus, it's under the table, so I can do it as needed and keep that flowing. But it does require me to work it. What I'd like to see is my business get to the point where I know I have a good schedule and I can rely on what's going on with my online portion of my business to be bringing in that just passive income through that, so that I can continue doing other things and expanding my horizons. And, you know, so maybe I can stop cleaning houses someday. That would be nice. I don't know if I ever will. Just maybe at some point in my age is like, nope, I'm good. No more for me.
So it's just, I guess I'm at a loss, because I know I'm structured. I know that what I have to do, but I'm just not getting it done.
Mm-hmm. And, like, what is it that keeps it from happening, right? You're doing everything, you're following through, you're structured, you're doing what you need to, but for some reason it just doesn't create the income that you need.
Right. Well, that's where I'm at, and sometimes that's why Freedomizer disappoints me, because I've put so much into this, and then it's just so hard to get other co-hosts and other shows up and running.
Okay.
And I know the dominoes that have to fall in line, and I'm just not putting them together.
Mm-hmm. Right. I feel for you. It's very, the struggle at the best of times. And I wonder, too, because when you're doing something that's considered, how would I say it, like, good? Something that's good for people, and it's like a service, and it's just this educational service platform. It's not like, I don't know, a cookie company or something. It's hard to really, it's, that market is harder to expect a lot of income. Though you can, it's just harder. Gosh. Because people like Starbucks, and they like those convenience things. I'm just trying to put myself in your situation, because Barefoot is Legal is a good service for people for education, and it's helpful. And what you're doing with Freedomizer, it's help. It's helpful. It's a service. It's good for humanity. And it's like the general population just doesn't appreciate that kind of stuff, which sucks, because it's probably the most valuable thing that could be done.
Well, and there goes what we talked about before, where the average person is just complacent with whatever they're told to do.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like, I just will never understand the concept of, just because somebody sees part of your foot, somehow you're going to create a lawsuit against them.
Yeah,
I'll never understand that.
Yeah.
Like most people, I thought most people had more than one body part, but maybe I'm wrong.
And there's some sort of like bias against it. I honestly, I'll tell you, some people are grossed out by feet. Just as a yoga instructor, I have had people in my class, they'll keep their socks on because they think that looking at feet is gross. And I am a person who just, I love feet, right? So I will go and rub some oil on their feet when I swing. I do this thing where I swing their legs, and they just don't like their feet touched.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's gross. And to me, I don't
think that's
just
a learned condition, though. That's just something they grew up with. Like, they were told to keep their shoes on as a kid inside the house all day.
Yeah. Isn't it so strange? There's some sort of weird bias. Like, you don't think people need to, you don't expect everyone to wear hats everywhere. I know you've brought that up before, but you don't expect everyone to be covering their hair or their head or don't expect
gloves. Well, people wear scandals, you know.
That's true, because they like it, like a bunch of freaks. I'll never understand that one. I mean, seriously, I can barely stand having shoes on, but to have something over my face? Oh, never. Oh, that's not okay. That's enough to cause me to have a panic attack. So I don't get it either. Who knows? But we'll hope that at some point everything that you're doing works together so that you can finally work for yourself and have that be your daily focus. And you can further your radio program, you can write more music, you can do all the things that are beneficial for you.
Well, I just know, because I've been, and it's no secret that I've been considering just retiring from Freedomizer. I just know that if I retire, that every other show that's on the network is gone, and that's been something I don't want to do, because I'm not just going to pay for the network and not do a show.
Right.
So in order to keep me happy, I need to make some changes, because if I'm not happy, then nobody's going to have a show. And I'm not saying I'm the biggest thing in the world, but why would I pay for something if I'm not happy?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
I agree with that.
When you have time, maybe I'll bother you on a phone call sometime soon, and I'll talk this out offline here. I don't want to leave, but the way things are, when I have 2 days a week where I don't have a co-host, I there's not much longer that I have where I feel like doing it, and just doing one or two shows a week is not what I want to do. I want to be here for the week.
Right.
Because what's going on right now,
I'm
it's at the point where I'm burned out.
Right. I mean, you don't have a co-host.
Well, when you do the same thing
talking
for 15 years, and I've said everything I basically wanted to say on air, I could leave now, and I will say I wasn't a failure, and I've left it all here, and I've said everything I've wanted to say.
Yeah.
I can't say I didn't give it a try. I gave it 15 years of my life.
And I know you've told me that there was a time period that it was very, very busy and popular.
Right,
and
exactly.
You had a lot of interactions. Yeah.
Right.
And now it's just not, things have changed in the world too. And I don't think that's necessarily anything that's like your fault or that you were doing wrong or that you didn't do. It just seems like there is so much change in the world that people they love TikTok and stuff like that. I don't love TikTok, but I think that's very popular for a lot of the population now.
Yeah, I was doing of those Facebook Reels, and my videos are like 30 to 35 seconds, and I was told that they're too long. And I'm just sitting there like, if you want something that's 10 seconds, then just look at a meme.
Yeah, that's truly what people are doing now. I don't know why. I guess it's the instant gratification, and they're used to just, like, flipping through and looking at quick things. But I actually like the reels on Instagram. There's Facebook reels. Yes, I watch those. But the ones on Instagram, I find all kinds of interesting, helpful information. So I'll find tutorials and other, like, people talking about current events. And that's – and I like those to be longer than the 30 seconds. That's, like – minimum for me. That's good. Please give me like 3 minutes at least. And
well,
I do enjoy
those.
I
feel like I'm making a commercial.
Yeah, that's fast. That's TikTok world. And I don't resonate with that fast, quick hit.
Yeah, but Facebook pays you for that. Well, they pay me at least.
Right.
But I still have 11 more days on my Facebook jail.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot you were in Facebook jail. Oh, my gosh. That's dumb.
Yeah, because I shared that Hunter Biden is suing Fox News, that I got 30 days where I can't do any lives. I can't upload any reels. I can't pay for advertising. And
oh my
it's
gosh.
Like whatever I was building for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. As something that's absolutely the truth anyway.
So I'm going to let Bianchi come on.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Welcome in, Bianchi.
Merry Christmas. Whoops, I'm sorry. Happy New Year's. How's everything?
Either way is fine.
I'm sure it is. I hope that everybody enjoyed themselves and had a moment of solstice with the family or the pet or broccoli, man. I wanted to talk about the story that happened.
Okay.
And you know I like to bring out the hypocrisy in the media. And it's sad that this happened.
Go ahead.
This happened in a town called Conyers, Georgia, where a homeowner fatally shoots. This is where it reads. Homeowner fatally shoots three teens who fired at him in robbery attempt. Now, this is unusual compared to other media reporting, because in the headline, it would have pointed out the race, or should I say the ethnicity of the victims and the shooter. So when you read something like this, when you read something like this, one would have to come to, based on past shooting, that everybody involved was black, which they were. And this is the way the news printed it. It tells no identity of skin color. Now, if the homeowner had been white and shot and killed these three black teenagers, it would have been all over the news, blaming MAGA, blaming white nationalism and everybody else. And the funny thing in this is that some of the family members came up and said these little teens who lost their lives didn't have to die like this. They said it was one teen, who was apparently a relative, said it was an overkill. You know, I hate to see that these young people got killed, but my goodness, here you are armed and you're trying to rob somebody on their property, and the property is posted. I mean, what else do you expect is going to happen when you put yourself in that type of position? But it also showed the mentality of some people in society. When family member makes these statements saying that two of whom were brothers didn't deserve to die, he didn't have to kill them, one female said, according to the news outlet. Another one said, that's not how it's supposed to go. A young man in the group complained. I understand one shot to stop the people, the victim or whatever, but aggressively to shoot these little teens, that's overkill.
Yeah, there was one just in my subdivision here about 10, 12 years ago where this actually made the Drudge Report and everything, just a house about 3 or 4 blocks away from me. So 3 black teenagers went into this guy's house, and there was a 15-year-old that was a lookout. And the guy in the house was by himself, and they were trying to get in the window. And the guy said, hey, I'm armed. If you come in here, you're getting it. And they just said, fuck you, old man, and all that. And they got in the house. And as soon as they put their foot in the house, then they were shot and killed. And the two moms of the kids, they tried to sue the guy saying that he shot them due to racism. And, of course, the judge sided with the homeowner and not the 3 kids that passed due to robbing. But what gives these people the right to think that, oh, I'm black, I can go into somebody's house? I don't understand the concept.
That's the question that needs to be more often asked instead of keeping it in. Because until people start being frank on these issues and stop being subtle, then these type of incidents is going to continue, and it's not going to be brought to the proper attention. And that is that these young people had no damn business climbing through that man's window. And then you can't let the news media, as they always do, hyper-emotionalize something by adding into it skin color when it's convenient. When it's a white person defending themselves against blacks, nothing happened. There's another story that black man mows down white boys. He won't be charged with hate crime. But if it was the other way around,
oh yeah.
If you see what I'm saying. So when people talk about injustices, and the first picture they want to talk of a victim that had injustice done to, well, they want to say it's a black person, but that's just not true. You have many people, whites in particular, that have injustices leveled onto them, and nothing is never said at the media level like it was if it was the other way around.
I'm just tired of the entitlement, though. And, why is it that there are people that will take someone to court and say, you shot my kid who was trying to rob you?
Yeah.
And you expect that the judge is going to side with somebody that was trying to rob the place? I don't understand.
Well, in the first instance that you gave me about the older man in the house, it's lucky that the judge sided with him, because now these judges, they seem to be totally out of line also, like this recent Supreme Court decision on Title 42, where you had those justices, including Jackson, who thought that they should not extend the stay on the law until further review. So she would have wanted the border to be wide open. But then again, you can also say, too, that if it was obvious and pretty clear-cut that the Title 42 rule was supposed to expire within a certain time, well, maybe the court should have left it alone. So that's one of those woulda, coulda, shoulda instances there. Because I'm totally against courts interfering with laws and courts making their blessed
Supreme Court
opinion and interpretation.
Said today that the Supreme Court was not supposed to be what they're trying to make it be, which is basically an extension of the wild, wild west, I guess, where they think they could just bring a case to the Supreme Court and hope that the Supreme Court sides in the president's favor so they can run the country like a bunch of thugs.
Well, you know, another thing with that too, Proof, is that states can nullify a Supreme Court decision or even Congress if they think it's unconstitutional. They got that power. Same thing that jury can nullify a law whereas a defendant is being tried by. But they don't do it.
I don't know about you, Amanda and Bianchi, but I would not be putting a yes vote towards McCarthy at all for Congress Speaker of the House. That is somebody I do not want to have that job.
Well, I've heard so much about him. I haven't followed McCarthy, and I can only go by what I hear.
Well, it's just another version of establishment Republicans. And Trump seems to like the guy, which I don't know why that is, but that's one of the reasons I think that people are now siding with DeSantis as opposed to Trump.
Well, Trump has had an uncanny way of hooking up with the wrong people. You know, like William Barr, for instance, and Lindsey. I mean, we can go right on down the line.
Yeah, Amanda and I were just talking about that a couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't want to hold up your show. You only got 12 minutes.
It's been a few days since I've been on, so I was happy to have you.
Well, it's always good to take a break, man. It's sleep in to about 11 o'clock in the morning. It always does some good to the body. How you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing pretty great. And you got to sleep till 11? Wow. Did you have a late night?
Not me. I get up at 5 in the morning. If I'm not working, maybe I sleep in till about 6.
Well, you know what I do. I usually wake up about 1 in the morning and start doing something. By 6, I get tired and sleepy and go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, even when I didn't have a day job, I still get up early. Even when I was a stand-up comedian in the 90s and the early 2000s, my goal, because when you're traveling, you get to stay in the comedy condo, which is the apartment or condo that the comedy club pays for so you can return multiple days. And my goal was to be asleep before the other comic came to the condo. Like, as soon as my set was over, you give me 5-10 minutes, I am out of there. And then I'm just chilling, and I'm going to sleep so I can get up early.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about this last incident, it happened in Georgia, so I'm going to see how Georgia prosecutor, attorney general handles this. And too bad it didn't happen in that county where you had that deal with Auberry. Well, I mean, I'm going to say it's too bad, but I wonder what the view would be if it had a. But time will tell. Anyway, you guys have a good rest of the evening. If I don't see you before the new year, have a happy new year.
Yeah, I'll be on.
All right, that's great.
You will be on with us.
All right, that sounds good. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Be careful.
All right. Thank you, Bianca.
Good night.
Hey, at least we had a caller.
Hey, yeah. It's always good to hear from him. He seems to call in just at the right moment.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had a weirdo phone call. It's like, I don't know. It just seems like sometimes I just don't feel I exist, I guess. So I was happy to take the call.
But, you know, my phone is pretty low on battery. I don't know what's going on with it. It just drains really fast anymore. I'm a little concerned it's going to die on me here in the next few minutes.
Well, we've said everything that we need to say tonight, and there's like 8 minutes left. I don't care.
If you're good to end it, I'm good. I need to go plug this thing in. I guess I need to upgrade, but I just don't want to. They're stupid and expensive. I don't want to deal with it. But
okay.
I don't have a landline.
I still rock Vonage.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, we'll call it then. That's fine. We're not going to learn anything in the next 7 minutes and 20 seconds.
We'll end with our caller and call it a good night and be wishing you a happy new year and, oh, and a happy anniversary.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, we'll probably try and talk over the weekend or something. So thank you for being here, Amanda.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Else, I'll be back again tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Hold alive and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative and I am peace.